Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest is an original member of the SIJHL, as he's been calling Dryden GM Ice Dog games since their first year in the SIJHL back in 2001. Joining us now is a longtime play-by-play voice of the Superior International Junior Hockey League's Dryden GM Ice Dogs, Mike Ebeling. Mike, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thanks a lot, Gino. An absolute honor to be joining you here today. Thanks a lot.
So you moved to town back in June of 2000 when the SIJHL was just about to become established. First up, how did that happen? How did you end up there making the move to take this new challenge on?
It's kind of funny. I originally came up here for 1 year, and it's funny how time flies. Originally born and raised from Calgary, was involved in hockey there, and decided to move to Belleville, Ontario, to do broadcast journalism. And a buddy of mine actually got a job up here in Northern Ontario, and once things kind of calmed down for school-wise, he gave me a shout, said, listen, we got a news position, sports position here. Would you like to have it? I applied. I knew that the current radio station here did play-by-play for the high school hockey teams, which was absolutely huge.
Yeah.
And then, sure enough, the month that I moved up, they announced a junior hockey team here and the establishment of the SIJHL, and one thing led to another.
And now it's the longest-running team in the league. They're also a community-owned hockey team, and I know how important that is. How big of an impact has this franchise had on the community itself?
You know what, Cheeto? It's been absolutely huge, and I think that's a big reason why individuals like me stick around, because it's a family-first organization. It really is. After that first year, I kind of penned the motto, once a dog, always a dog, because once you're part of this organization, you're there forever. As you billet families, they welcome in these kids with open arms, and it's really that kids-first mentality. It's not the hockey operations. Yeah, you'd love the winning team, but it's really about making sure these kids advance to the next level, whether it be pro, whether it be even the NHL. We've seen a couple of SIJHL players in the NHL, or being a doctor or a lawyer. And it's kind of funny, Gino. There's so many players that come back to the community, not only to visit, but we've had players in the past that have come back to live in this community.
That's awesome.
And that's what we really want to establish. Yeah. And since the birth of this team, it's really grown. We're now more integrated in the community with the schools. Each minor hockey kid has a free season pass to encourage them to come out. Our guys are involved in the breakfast program where they skate with the kids. And pretty much when they're not on the ice, they're out in the community either selling tickets or just mingling with the kids.
It's funny because some stories come out of towns and you go, okay, is that really fact or fiction? Did that really become embellished? I got to ask you about one game in particular against Fort Francis. You know, let me let you explain it. Tell me what actually happened in that game.
2005, one of the craziest games I've ever called, and I've called a few, Gino. Huge rivalry. Of course, you probably know Dave Allison, one of the legends in Northern Ontario in hockey, a great hockey man. And Larry Antoniak, a member of the Thunder Bay Flyers. Two hard-nosed coaches, two of the greatest coaches you'll ever see in old-school hockey. And the rivalry was so big. It was the Borderland Thunder at the time. It's Fort Francis. It's a border community about 2 hours south of us. We're in the Trans-Canada. And the fans hated each other. The organizations hated each other. It was just a huge rivalry. And it's been boiling over at this point. It's 2005. And finally, one of our 16-year-old kids, who, funny enough, is from Fort Francis, he played for us, he got nailed in the back on a kind of what we thought was a dirty hit. Well, one thing led to another. Our coach, Larry Wintoniak, started verbally jousting with Dave Allison. Dave turned his back, and all of a sudden, I look, and there's a first aid kit flying across the Fort Francis bench, nails Dave in the back of the head. He's cut wide open. The two coaches met on the ice, traded a couple of shots. Everybody came on the ice. It was a bench cream brawl. We had a high school kid who was a backup goalie who was interlocked with the starting goaltender for Francis, had no clue what to do. And you got to understand, some arenas up here, there's no press boxes. I'm calling the game in the stands, and all of a sudden, I had to get a security detail because people are trying to get after me. It was the craziest thing. Went on for about 15 minutes. Finally, dust settled. Game was over. I walked downstairs, and there's four OPP officers waiting for us outside of our dressing room. And I had a work morning show that day, and I think I came back about 6 o'clock.
After the explosion.
Yeah, right when it happened. So it was just a crazy event.
Wow. Listen, over the years, you've had an opportunity to call some games with players who've graduated through your league and got on to play in the NHL. Carter Hutton, Robert Bertuzzo, the St. Louis Blues played the SIJHL. How special is it for you to see kids go on to play to national and international prominence like that?
Very special. You watch these kids grow up, and Carter Hutton, you knew right when you saw him play junior hockey, he had the tools to score the NHL. Robert Bertuzzo was a very good hockey player as well. But you know what? You see so many of these kids, especially up in northwestern Ontario, where the chances are not as great as they are, let's say, in metropolitan southern Ontario. So these kids put their heart and soul into it. They work hard. They're well coached. And you know what? I'm a huge hockey guy. When I see these kids, not even the NHL level, but even playing pro hockey, either in Europe, or we have Kevin Rain here from Dryden going on to win a Calder Cup in the American Hockey League, it makes you so proud of what they've accomplished, because you get to see firsthand the effort and the work that they put into this, and it's just great that they can fulfill their dreams during the big level.
And a tip of the cap to you too, because you're going to be broadcasting all eight games of the Dudley Hewitt Cup as well. I'm sure that's going to be great. Good luck with that. Enjoy. And thanks a lot for stopping by to chat with us, Mike. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Gino. I appreciate it.
That was Mike Ebeling, the longtime play-by-play voice of the Dryden GM Ice Dogs. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.